This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Please welcome Drew Barrymore.
You came to a safe space. Welcome. I'm so excited. I'm not gonna lie, this show, I've been wanting to get on the rooftops and scream about it. I've been wanting to skywrite about this show because I feel, at least from my perspective and experience, it's been very unique. It's not like other shows. The co-hosts of Queer Eye are getting me ready for an actual first date. Yep. His name is Sam. He's a chef, and we met on an actual dating app. And so not only are you gonna see Jonathan and Tan and Bobby and Anthony get me ready, it's like every person's fantasy. It's just fun, and we break it down, and this is real talk, so take a look. Hi,
hey guys. Welcome to the JVN Hair Salon at Pop-Up and the Drew Barrymore Show.
Oh my gosh.
You are so stunning. First thing in the morning, what am I supposed to do?
Well, Robin did do some makeup on me.
You're going on a first date, I hear. I'm really obsessed with that story.
First of all, I was so excited to do this with you guys, and then we came up with this concept because I met this guy on a dating
app.
I'm
obsessed.
And he was the most normal person about the process. Like, hi, it's nice to see
you. He's hot, too, because I saw a picture.
I haven't seen a picture of him in so long.
Oh, no, he's cute. I looked.
That's good. And he was so nice and normal and not evasive, but he was like, you're in LA, right? And I was like, no, I live in New York.
Oh.
And then I was like, oh, that doesn't feel very exciting on Zoom. But then I was like, but that's
but
the world.
And there's so many things about this that I can't imagine. Being a heterosexual, first of all. Second of all, going on a date with Drew Barrymore, like, I just can't imagine, like, you're so gorgeous. Okay, so first things first. But let's talk about your hair. Let's not do something crazy different that you wouldn't normally do, because I think it's hard to feel a little bit confident.
Yeah.
When I just think we should do, like, sexy hair. This is our instant recovery serum. I'm really into practicing safe heat styling. I'm just gonna come in, and I'm just gonna protect your ends before I put heat to them. Watch this, watch this. I'm just gonna put this on the side of the toast.
Okay, this is the most fascinating tutorial. I'm so excited right now.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. This is why we use heat protectant. Can you stand that, America? This is what's happening to your hair, America, when we don't use heat protectant, okay? But wait, can I just tell you, I gotta be, like, fully honest?
Yes.
For the past, like, 3 minutes, I've been inundated with an intrusive thought of when you are an ever after. This literally, like, changed my entire formative life. It also kind of made me want to be a hairdresser. It was, like, one of the first times I was like, ooh, I'm obsessed. When you step onto that stage and you say, just
breathe.
Okay, so you see, I'm just, like, holding it before I let it set. Just, like, gently, like, letting it cool for a second.
Yep.
Because then the curl will, like, last better.
No, I love it. I'm picking up every single thing you're doing.
I'm so excited to be getting my hair done by you, Jonathan. This is such an honor and so much fun.
Oh, my, it's too much fun. Okay, I'm just gonna break up these waves.
Oh my God, Jonathan, I am not blowing smoke. I really love my hair. Thank you. Oh my God, I feel so pretty. I love it.
Do you love?
I love it.
Thank you for letting me do it.
Oh my God, Jonathan.
Love you.
Tan.
Hello, my love.
I'm so excited to see you.
I'm so excited to see you. Hello. You already look so cute.
This is how I roll into work, knowing that I'm gonna get dressed in beautiful clothes. So I don't even think about what I look like. I'm almost rolling in what I sleep in.
But do you feel good in it?
No. My friends go, don't you dare wear your sweatpants on a date.
Never. 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 Well, I think there's a version of you, but like the best version of you. You know our show, which means we're not turning anyone into somebody they're not.
I know
we're
it just so well.
Polishing you up. We're just saying, okay, this is who you are. Let's find the best version of that you're going to go on a date with. So we don't want to trick him.
No.
We don't want to trick anyone.
That's what I always tell my friends. I don't want to trick them. I'm like, I don't get dressed up every day except for work. So I always want to be myself.
Yes.
But the best version of ourselves.
Oh my God, I already love it.
What do you think?
I already love it. Should we add jewelry?
Oh, that's so pretty.
Let's do that. I also hear you love a flower. Oh. So here's the thing. You're not gonna see the bottom half because it's a zoom. However, the top part looks like you made an effort, but all it is a t-shirt and a sweater.
Like, which so I simple. Like.
Oh my gosh.
Do I look?
They're as comfortable as jeans.
Crazy.
This feels right for Zoom. So, we could go. No. Did we nail it? Is this the look?
Come on, Sam, we're going on a date.
Great. You've heard me say this on the show, but I'm just gonna say this as my only advice. You're putting clothes on anyway, you may as well make them beautiful. You're putting in the effort of putting clothes on your body. Don't you wanna feel good in those? What's the point of putting sweatpants and a t-shirt on if you're not feeling great about it? You may as well just put that thing on that you really like.
I feel like this is the quintessential Oprah aha light bulb moment. This does feel very me, but not.
I also love it.
I don't feel like it looks psycho. The gold necklace is picking up the little gold hearts.
We're just gonna do a bunch of gold.
You know what? I have a new theory about accessories. Accessories say, I meant to leave the house.
I chose to style it this way.
Yes.
And so, if you feel good in a sweatshirt and jeans, wear this, you look gorgeous.
I feel so myself.
Good.
I don't feel like the me that came in showing you the epitome of my worst.
Yes.
But I think this just feels really good and I like the way I look, and in the best way ever, I'm not thinking about it.
Good. That's it. We nailed it. Thank you.
I love you.
Thank you, Jonathan and Tan. How about that, Jonathan? He is just so funny and sweet, and Tan is just such a lovely person. So, next, I'm actually gonna get really vulnerable with Anthony and Bobby. And I gotta tell you, I had an epiphany with Bobby. Something that really hadn't dawned on me the way that it did when I was speaking with him. And it's led me to a real revelation. So don't move, come back for that one.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution, personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
All right, welcome back. Okay, so the Queer Eye crew are getting me ready for a first Zoom date. So we're gonna start this segment with Anthony Porosky and Bobby Burke. And I gotta tell you, I realized something about myself. Something very powerful. Sometimes when you have these revelations about yourself, not only are they that ultimate aha moment, but it's a great place to work from to start to realize, grow, change. And I have one of those moments right here. Take a look.
When I walked in, I noticed that you have these beautiful little framed ferns.
Yes.
And do you know what ferns symbolize?
No.
It's something about like renewal and new life and rebirth and new beginnings. But I think that's perfect because you're on this like new venture for dating now. But I think ferns are really important to have around you on this next step.
Okay, I like that. I consider myself like a humble home cook, and I love food, and I eat a lot of it. Mm-hmm. But this gentleman is a chef.
Yep.
I have to pick your brain, Anthony. Is there any insights or vibe that you have of like do's or don'ts?
Don't look for an excuse to get intimidated because you're going on a date with a chef. You're one of, like, you admire and respect and revere chefs. So, I mean, it's obvious, you know, like that's...
They're my Marvel universe.
Yeah! People are always so intimidated by having them over because they think that they have to make something fancy and
yes.
really nice. My friend Beth, she's a chef, she was like, you can give me burnt toast with butter and I'll be happy just as long as somebody else made it for me and as long as there's some kind of intention there.
So I stand a chance with this gentleman because
yeah.
toast, I mean, I can make a few things.
Okay, can we talk about Sam for a sec?
Yes, I don't know anything about him because I always wanted to have some air of mystery. It's an occupational impossibility.
Yeah.
It's not from an arrogant place.
I've done the thing where I dated after Queer Eye and it was kind of just really weird because it was like, what do they know about me? What do they not know? But it's like, just go in and I know it's like such a trite thing, but it's like, just be you and talk about the things that you're passionate about.
Any other advice?
If it's possible to like put that to the side and just like, just show who you are and ask the questions that you really want to ask to get to know him. And I really hope that he asks you a lot of questions. All I'm gonna say is V Handsome very much loves dogs, which for me is very exciting.
Shut up, I didn't know he liked dogs at all.
Yep.
Okay, we have to get Lucy Douglas, my dogs, and Neon together.
Oh, Neon would love, he has a dog. I could third wheel, I love being a third wheel.
Okay, so we know he loves food,
yep.
We know he loves dogs.
Yes, I'm very excited for you.
First of all, I'm so excited to pick your brain. I have a really, what I think might be a relevant question for
okay.
everyone out there in the world, because when I found out this was gonna be a Zoom date, I thought, oh God, that's awkward. But then I thought, wait a minute, this is what everybody's going through.
Everybody's doing it now.
I think a lot of people do this to kind of figure out if they even wanna have a second one. So I've never done anything like that.
I mean, how great would that have been in the past to have gotten out of these awful first dates by just of having a Zoom date first? We should have been doing this for years, some pre-Zoom dates.
So my question to you, because people are in this Zoom date mm-hmm. state, like what a great editing
yeah.
tool.
Yes, it saves you so much time.
Oh, I went on a date this summer. I would have given anything to have been on a Zoom.
Like, I'm sorry, my connection's really bad. Let's try this again some other time. And I mean, I'm very lucky. My husband and I have been together 18 years. There were no apps. Like, we met on gay.com in 2004.
But that's hopeful because
yes.
that's basically at
it
least
was the
saying
first gay
you could
dating
meet online.
Program. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you absolutely can meet online.
Where is a good place for people to do a Zoom date that's aesthetically pleasing and maybe even gives a little message of, because we think about the clothes, the hair, the makeup, but what about the space?
So I'm going to say, first of all, not from the bedroom. I think that sets the wrong tone. I mean, if you want to set that tone, that's fine.
No, you're
but
right.
But I think for first dates, if you really are out there looking for, you know, if you're looking for a hookup, great, girls, start that from the bedroom.
But
if you are like, hey, I want this to possibly be a relationship, don't start it from the bedroom. Don't have your bed in the background.
Such great advice. Like, it's sending a real yeah. sort of sex forward message.
Yeah.
And I am,
not ready for that.
I don't know how to date with kids. You know, I'm not there yet. I have two young girls and I'm like, I don't want to bring people home. I think that it would take me a very long time to meet someone and get to know them before I could even ever introduce them to my daughters.
And I don't think anybody knows how to do anything Right. So don't put that pressure on yourself that you don't know how to do it. I think going into it, saying to yourself, I don't know how to do it, is the first step of figuring out how to do it. Because it's those people that go in like, I know what I'm doing, I got this, you know what? It's not going to affect my kids. What I do, like, you're thinking about that and you're thinking how it's going to affect them and you're being careful about it, which means you're a good mom.
Oh my gosh.
That, you're an amazing mother. Don't question that at all.
That's okay? The best answer I could ever get because I haven't admitted that out loud ever.
Oh. I think we just went to first base.
With Anthony and Bobby, you just really did help me have this breakthrough. I feel good. And I haven't gone into a date feeling this confident in a while. So I can't thank, you know, the Queer Eye crew enough for just that alone. Being said, it's date time. So come on back because it's about to begin.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Show long, the co-hosts of Queer Eye have been getting me ready for a first Zoom date with a chef named Sam who I met on a dating app. This is a true story. And we've reached the moment of truth. So I'm about to log on with Sam, and thankfully the Queer Eye crew sticks around with me for at least the first half of the date. They've got cue cards. I can't tell you how fun this is. Oh gosh, here we go. Take a look. Hello, Sam, are you there? I think you're on mute.
How about now?
Oh, there we go.
How are you? You look really nice.
That's not what this says.
Tan says to say that I look cute, right? Oh my God.
You do, you look amazing. You look awesome.
So do you,
So do you.
Are there hearts on your sweater?
Yes.
That's cute.
And I actually have a first question, which is, do you have a favorite book?
Yeah, so my favorite book that I always go back and I read, you know, time after time, because I think there's a lot of lessons in there, is The Untethered Soul.
I love that book!
What's going on over there? I see, like, I just have my puppies that are sleeping next to me. I don't have...
What kind of puppies?
Yeah, what kind of dogs do you have?
Show your dog.
That's Santa and Tank.
Oh, he's hot.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Right. I have two dogs.
So one of my best friends, he's a wise man. And I'm like, dude, I really wish I had you in my ear. And you're doing that for this, which is just, I love it.
But, well, maybe we could bring him in next time and you can have the benefit of such wise, funny voices who ask about exes and draw eggplants. And
is your eggplant happening back there?
Yeah, that's Jonathan again, of course.
Open your shirt so we can see your tattoos. I want to see your tattoos. What do your tattoos mean? What do your tattoos mean?
Inappropriate, but show us.
I'll show you this one.
What do they
mean? That's a triangle, right?
Oh, wow. Oh.
The cardinal would be recognized as, like, you know, the blood of Jesus. There's a cross tattooed on my finger, but those things are also, they're there for, like, inspiration, to remind me to be a better person.
I'll date you if she decides to.
I have a bird.
And you both have birds!
A cross.
I love that.
What? He has a great house.
I do. We love your house.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
Ask him if he, wait, do you take care of that fiddly fig and keep it alive, or has somebody else? Because it looks really good, and that says a lot about you if that's you taking care of it.
I have a green thumb. My plants are like mine.
Oh!
He likes ferns.
Do you like ferns?
Yeah, I like them all. I was diagnosed with diabetes when I was 12 years old. You know, you're kind of forced into responsibility, right? Like you as an actress at a very young age, you're like forced into this adulthood at a very young age. Then I realized from doing different shows and things that I had this platform and I could inspire people through my illness, right? And whether I could give little kids a voice, so maybe if they see someone like me that can talk about it so freely and can help them and lead the way, like that's kind of how I've always looked at it. You know, it's really good to be authentic and, you know, wholesome and know that about yourself and not have to, like, you know, try to be someone you're not.
But have fun. We love you so much. Okay.
I've never been able to pretend I'm someone different.
I literally will look at your Instagram and be like, wow, she's just actually, like, she says what comes to her mind. You're authentic and, you know, you're very beautiful in doing so. And it's just, it's what people need. And there's so much fake and so much nonsense, you know, and especially in the social world and all that. So when you see someone who's just like, hey, look, I'm watching my favorite TV show and I'm like eating a potato chip and here's what I think about it. It's like, oh, look, we're not looking at you on a yacht, standing in a bathing suit, like drinking champagne because no one cares.
I think growing up in Hollywood too, I thought, how could I get rid of veneers? This is a job riddled with them. This is a lifestyle that wants veneers. And the more I could get rid of them and peel away at each layer throughout every year of my life and get deeper to the core, that was the mission.
It's refreshing to know that, like, you're on that same sort of journey.
Do you want to play this game and ask each other a couple questions?
Sure.
It's this gorgeous Esther Perel game. I'm obsessed with it.
Cool. I like it.
Okay.
I have a questionable relationship with...
I might watch a little too much television.
I get that.
When I was a kid and lived on my own, my TV was always on because it made me feel safe.
Sure,
so I think I have a codependent relationship with my television.
That's a good answer. It's very honest.
Thank you.
Yeah.
An important object I've lost.
Oh God, this is so easy. My grandfather's dog tag from the war and went to Cuba. And I went in the ocean and I just saw it like a wave, like it come off my neck and then just go into the white water and disappear forever. And I was like, no!
If there was one place to lose it, the ocean is a poetic place.
I've actually never thought about it like that. Thank you for saying that, because now I'll look at it in a little bit of a different light.
Okay, last question. In my family, my role is?
I'm kind of like the caretaker. I just handle it. I get it done.
Wow, good. How nice, how refreshing. Would it be possible to give you my phone number so that I could actually have a conversation with you that was outside of this realm?
I'd love to get your phone number.
Thank you for like taking this risk, because it was just for fun and to have a good time and not for TV purposes.
I've never done this before and I don't know, like, I think it's sweet.
I also have a really positive relationship with the camera. It's been in most of the rooms I've been in my whole life, and it's a friend.
I love that.
I also just wanted to say you were so nice and normal when we met on that dating app that it made me look forward to meeting you, because there's so much odd behavior in those scenarios and you were just so nice. So thank you for being such a lovely human.
I had a lot of fun and it was really good getting to know you through our favorite game.
Thank you so much, Sam. Speak soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bobby, by the way, Karama, we really missed you. Karama's been on the show several times, and you were here in spirit. I gotta just say, you know, this is about as fun as it gets in life, when we can be supported. Sometimes it is terrifying to go at it alone. And I didn't have to this time, thanks to them. And it did so much for me. It is indescribable. By the way, Sam and I did go offline and sent our first text. So, you know, no expectations, but that was so fun. And I gotta tell you, it's my favorite season yet of Queer Eye 2. It's season 6. It is streaming right now on Netflix. It takes place in Austin. It is just as good as it gets. Whether it's me or anyone else out there, they are just supporting people in every single way possible, and they just have all of my admiration and respect. What a dream come true! We'll be right back!
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Drew's news, your good news pat on the good news back. And with me at the desk is world's greatest co-pilot, Rossy Ross Matthews.
Hi, everybody. Hi, guys. Can we talk about Chef Sam? Hi. All right, how do you feel, for starters? That was so cute.
I mean, what did you think? You saw everything.
I saw everything. What do I think? Girl, good for you. That's what I think. Hello. He's so cute, and he's so accomplished and so smart, and I felt like there was a real spark there. So what's the deal? Are you going to see him again?
We texted.
Already?
Yes.
Well, I think it's very brave of you to let us in this, and now we are all on the edge of our seats and riveted, but no pressure, but we do want to know.
Okay. Well,
Understood?
I'll keep people informed in a way that feels comfortable for myself. Mm-hmm. You know, this is just life is in one foot in front of the other, and I have stayed in the still position for a very long time.
Well, I appreciate you at least putting it in neutral and seeing what happens.
Don't get into gear talk.
Okay. Well, let's shift gears right now. Actually, but keeping on dating, here's a fascinating story. Experts say there's a brand new type of dating trend for the new year. Hypebae reports more people are trying out something called dry dating. Bumble reports 54% of daters say they're being more mindful about dating. And for some, this means sharing coffee instead of a cocktail, dry, so no alcohol. Nationwide, the average number of people who are drinking has dropped by 5% since 2019, which seems impossible during the pandemic that less people are drinking. I think if 5% of the population are drinking less, then the people who are drinking 100 times more than they used to drink. But what about dating without drinking? Because I don't know. I think there's two types of dating. The people who are just looking to hook up and have fun, you should mix some vodka into that. But if you're looking for, like, interviewing people for a potential partner, I think you should just go out and get a cup of coffee at first.
I'm now dry dating. It's hard.
Oh, really?
People could probably use a drink or two.
Right? I've never been on a dry date in my entire life.
All right, next up, new year, new you. It's the start of 2022. What new habits do you want to create in your life? Well, BuzzFeed reports that Reese Witherspoon shared her 2022 tips, and she got a great response from none other than Ina Garten. Oh. That's right. On Reese's list was a big glass of water every day, 10 minutes of daylight in the morning, an hour of reading, and an early bedtime at 10 with no late night TV. To that, Ina responded with her list, more large cosmos, more late night streaming, more staying in bed to play Sudoku in the morning, and finally, lots of time with the people you love.
Aww.
So, of course, I had to get on the phone and text Reese Witherspoon and see if I could get a little tidbit from her, and guess what, everybody? Hot off the press.
What?
She responded.
Oh, my gosh. Hi. Yeah, I love this. Just now.
Okay. Reese says, Ina Garten is the queen of all things. Listen to her, not me, with a cute emoji.
I love that. Oh, so cute.
You know, I gotta say, I think Reese's and Ina's list should have a baby. And I wanna follow that list.
Yeah, a little bit of both, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, smart.
I mean, I can't think of two greater women to follow than Reese and Ina.
I love that you can just text Reese Witherspoon too. Could we send her a little message?
Does everyone wanna send a message to Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah, hold on, right here. This is in real time, you guys. This is really happening.
Yeah, okay. No, this is really happening. Okay, hi. Everybody has a quick message for you. One, two, three.
Hi, Reese. Hi.
We all love you so much, and we love your words of wisdom. Thank you, although we want to follow you into everything that you do. Mwah. Happy day.
Bye, Reese.
Thanks, guys. That was so fun.
So cute.
Now, Rossi, thoughts? Do you have any New Year's resolutions
this year? I took the liberty of making a list. Do you want to hear?
I would love it.
Okay. I was going to say stop watching 90 Day Fiancé, but that's just not going to happen. So I said stop following my favorite people on 90 Day Fiancé on Instagram because I'm getting a little too close to the sun. So I'm going to do that. Stop obsessing over what I want Carrie Bradshaw to do and just enjoy and just like that. I'm going to do that.
I need that one.
Mm-hmm. What about continue with my daily moisturizing routine? Because as you can tell, it's really working. And then finally, get married to the love of my life. This year is the year it's going to happen. That's all I want. That's all I need from 2022.
So the writers and I on the show came up with a list of our own in honor of Reese and Ina. Okay, number one, don't take your phone into the bathroom.
Oh, no, really?
Everybody does it. Don't. If you say you don't, you're a liar.
I totally do.
All right. Pet at least 4 cats a day.
Oh, that's cute.
I have 2 cats, so I'll double pet.
Uh-huh.
Attempt to not cyberstalk your ex.
That's a good one. Do you do that?
I've never done that.
Okay.
Our other is stock up on dry shampoo daily and 1 scream into the void.
You're going to do that daily?
This might save you. All right. We have a really amazing story for you that I'm really excited about, and we'll be right back to tell it.
Oh, great.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Is a teacher in Philadelphia who goes above and beyond for his students with a very unique approach to learning. And that is why he is today's Drew Gooder.
Aww.
Take it away.
Hi, my name is Carlos Zapante. I am the founder and executive director of We Love Philly. We Love Philly does its best to turn the community, the city of Philadelphia, into the classroom for high school aged youth. I got fed up with trying to teach the regular curriculum to the students. Growing up as a post-2000 baby, like a lot of these students are, they're constantly on their cell phones, they're constantly interacting with media, and the traditional classroom setting is no longer a place where most students feel stimulated. I decided to take students out of the classroom to give them that real world experience and try to peel their faces away from their cell phones for a little bit. Students have gone and volunteered at over 50 nonprofit organizations. We cleaned our community for 12 straight hours and we raised $10,000 for a school bus that students use as a mobile education vehicle. We're literally creating the education that our youth want. So taking their voices, listening to them, co-collaborating with them, watching them grow and take ownership, there's really no place that I'd rather be.
Please welcome Carlos Zapante.
Hi, Carlos. Hi.
Hi, Drew. Hi, Ross.
Hi.
Carlos.
Thank you for having me on.
Thank you so much for coming on. I think not only in the pandemic, when people were doing schools out in the woods and pods and homeschool and all the rule books got lit on fire and thrown out the window. Where did you get the idea to sort of shift the teaching style that would really speak to these modern kids?
I got the idea from looking within myself to find where I needed to grow as an individual. And I wanted to get more involved in my community. And I wanted the students to see that the community was a place where there's tons of opportunities and tons of love. So I used to go around volunteering, videotaping it. And then I used to bring it into the classroom to show the students all the possibilities that were out there. That got them curious.
Yeah.
And then we just started developing curriculum to get them into the community and on the streets.
Where does your teaching passion come from?
It comes from growing up in the city of Philadelphia and just wanting that male mentor, that family sort of lifestyle. I had a rough upbringing. My family's great now. We've all come together and we've all forgiven and we love each other. But just growing up and not feeling like you had somebody to share your experiences with or to ask questions to, that inspired me to get into teaching and then just working with a student population that has a very similar upbringing. Just the city of Philadelphia in general has a very similar story. And just to be that person that I always wanted as a child, that's where my passion comes from.
That is so powerful, you know, and these times are so unprecedented. Kids are learning in such different ways now. How has We Love Philly, your group, how has it changed the students' views towards learning?
Oh, it brings it to their actual, it makes it real for them.
Mm-hmm.
So example, right now we're taking a shipping container, we're turning it into a tiny home with the intention for the students to sell it. And keep the money for it.
That teaches them so much, right?
Yes. It's us working together. What would you like to do? Now let me co-create and provide you the resources in order for you to create what you want in this reality. And that's where the bus came from. That's where the shipping container came from. It all came from students' brains. And I just provided the resources and the quarterbacking in order to help them create it.
We just love everything that you're doing. And we're not the only ones, by the way. Gateway wants to give you $10,000. Continue all the good work that you are doing in Philadelphia.
Isn't that wonderful?
Thank you.
And guess what? That is not all. They're going to give you 10 laptop computers for the students to further their education as well.
Wow. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Yes, I appreciate you all. I'm speechless. Thank you, Gateway. Thank you, Ross. Thank you, Drew. All of the beautiful people I've interacted with just getting on this show. I appreciate all of you.
Well, we appreciate
you. We appreciate you, and we love you, and we love your story, and people need to see it and be inspired and try different approaches.
Yeah. Let's not
stay stuck, and you're an inspiration to me with that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carlos Aponte.
We'll be right back. Thank you so much.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car or a house. It's the four wheels that get you where you're going and the four walls that welcome you home. When you combine auto and home insurance with Amica, we'll help protect it all. And the more you cover, the more you can save. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
And dying to know who's behind the killer mask. Well, Melissa Barrera, who plays Sam, Ghostface's latest target, is here and ready to solve the mystery. Oh, she's so good in this movie. Watch this.
I tried running too. It doesn't work. It always follows.
All due respect, that's your life, not mine.
I'm not so sure about that.
What do you want from me, lady?
Hey! Watch your tone, new girl.
You know how they always say it goes back to the original? Here's the original. I want your help. Because you're wrong, this is your life now, which means that whoever this is gonna keep coming for you.
So?
So I want you to help us kill him.
You want me to help you and the host of a morning show commit murder?
Correct. Yeah.
Ghostface, are you there? And will you introduce our next guest?
Please welcome Melissa Barrera.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I mean, that clip, that scene that we shot, I was dying because that was the first scene that I was doing with Nev and Courtney. And I'm just such huge fans of both of them that I was literally asking Matt, our director, to sneak pictures of us on the side because I couldn't believe that I was standing in front of them both. And I was just trying to be professional and remember my lines. It was insane.
Okay, I have to ask you this question because I fell in love with this story. Where did you meet your husband?
Oh my gosh, in a reality show. And every time that I say that, people assume that it was a dating show, but it wasn't. It was actually a singing competition show, kind of like American Idol in Mexico. And we both started out as singers, so that's where we met. He's a beautiful mariachi Mexican music singer. And that's how we met 10 years ago.
I love this. I'm such a romantic. I am. I mean, I did romantic comedies for 20 years. Like, I love it.
Oh, my God. Can we talk about... I mean, I want to know what your favorite romantic comedy that you ever did, but my favorite romantic comedy that you did was 50 First Dates. I am obsessed, and I was obsessed. And I just think you and Adam Sandler were incredible in that. Incredible.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, Melissa. That means so much to me. I'm really appreciative. But I'm also... outside of films, I'm a massive beauty junkie, and you are the global ambassador for Clinique. And yes. I love Clinique so much. It's literally, since I was a kid, it's one of my favorite beauty brands. It still reigns supreme. How is teaming up with them? How is that going? I'm so excited as a beauty junkie fan. Tell me everything.
Oh my God, I feel so lucky to be an ambassador for a brand that's all about embracing everyone's natural beauty. And I'm the first Latina ambassador for a brand that's so big in Latin America. I also grew up with my entire family using Clinique products. So it's such a full circle moment. And I just feel so proud to partner with them and keep working on making that confident, radiant look that comes from inside, that comes from the way that we feel every day, achievable because everyone deserves to feel that way.
I totally agree. That said, what's your favorite Clinique product right now?
Oh my God, there's so many good ones. But if I had to pick one, I would say the Clinique Moisture Surge 100 Hours because it's this beautiful dewy gel, very bouncy texture. You just put it on. You can put it under your makeup. You can put it over your makeup. If I am not going to use makeup at all, I just use it to give me like this beautiful dewy radiant look. And it's for all skin types and for everyone. And it's just beautiful. It moistures, it hydrates your skin.
Well, everyone in the studio audience is actually going to go home with that today because we are teaming up with Clinique. So you are going home with a selection of Clinique products. Thank you so much. Okay, Melissa, before we go, can I ask you some rapid fire questions? Because all scream things aside, I want to know about you.
Okay. I'm nervous.
All right. So what is the song in heavy rotation? What are you listening to right now?
I think Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo. I still am listening to that.
Okay. The last lie you told?
I don't know. I guess I told someone that I was doing press when I really wasn't because I didn't want to go out and get exposed to COVID.
Favorite food craving right now? You're binging what?
Any Indian food or Thai food all the time.
Okay, you're stranded on an island. What are you gonna have with you? One thing.
A deck of cards, I guess.
Good answer.
I would entertain myself with a deck of cards. I feel like I could play solitaire for a long time.
And the next question, I feel like I already know the answer. Do you believe in love at first sight? Yes or no?
I mean, I have to. I did. It happened for me, so yeah.
Exactly. And I'm so happy for you. All right, now the question I've asked everyone in the cast. What is the scariest thing about you?
I am capable of doing a lot for the people that I love.
Is that scary?
I mean, it can be scary. Like if someone hurts someone that I love, I think I could hurt them back.
Congratulations on just everything that is happening in your life, it is so well earned. Scream is out in theaters January 14th. And we'll just can't wait to watch everything you do. And thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you. I love you. Thank you so much.
Okay, before we say a quick goodbye, we like to play a quick round of Truth or Dare!
All right, we have Renata Tirta here. Hi, Renata!
Hi!
Okay, what is it gonna be, a Druth or a Dare?
I think I want a Druth.
Okay.
Out of all of the co-stars you've kissed, who would you say was the best kisser?
I'll choose Luke Wilson.
That's a good one.
Because he was like my real life boyfriend, and I could slip him the tongue.
Well, you won't be seeing that on Drew's News, all right? Thank you, Renata.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for choosing to come here and spend your time with us. We make this show for you, so take it with you.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.